Who says Scottish football's boring?
Well, I was just about to say it, if you ask my thoughts on the game, as I say, what a magnificent advert of football that was. I thought it was terrific from start to finish. Again, my team matched, a team that's full time, had the beauty of being off all day, and we had to get people finished work early to come down, and we matched them, if not more. I thought we deserved the victory, so delighted, you know, but at the same time, it's only halfway there, you know, we've got a tough, tough task ahead. He's now got East End Park with a big support, you know, but the night delighted for the players because they said they were great tonight.
How important was it to get the first goal?
I think it's like any game, it's important, but I think you're playing like a competition now. It's like kind of not getting to the stage, it's home and away. It's important that you get that first goal, it will settle you down, you know, and especially the home team. I thought done that, we started great, and I thought we deserved to go in front. Maybe it was a sloppy goal, not disappointing that, but. Again, it was just two teams going for it, slugging it out, you know, and we're just delighted we got on those in front.
I'm pumped after that finish. How are the boys in there?
Tired, sore, you know, but they gave everything tonight. You know, we said that, said, look, nobody thought for 1 minute that sees me being a semi-final or playoff. So credit to everyone at the club, especially players, because they got all the credit for it. And you're right, they were pumped up for the start, you know, but they're a tired team now, you know, and whether it's say they need to get home about 1 in the morning, back up at 6-7 for work, and we'll probably not get a chance to get them again until Saturday, so it's difficult, but deserve all the praise we'll get tonight, but at the same time it's only half done.
What about Stephen Bell as well, coming in there and he was out for the season only last week?
Words under the scribe, the praise we've got for Stephen Bell, you know, he played with them, he got a horrific injury, 3 years without playing football, we managed to coax him to come back in and give it a wee go, and he was magnificent for the first world. He was the best man apart. I don't like England players out because I thought my team were great, but I thought he discovered the team tonight, you know, and I thought he led by example, you know, and I'm delighted for him.
And you gave him the skipper's armband as well.
He's an actual leader, you know, if he does on and off the park, he just leads, you know, and people have got a lot of respect for him. I certainly have, and I just thought I was out thinking to go and do Chris Aitken, who's our vice captain, also been out for the season, so I think it's a few players, but it just stood hands, heads and shoulders above everything in the park tonight.
What's the chances of McEwen being back for the weekend?
Doubtful, you know, we've struggled a wee bit, they took a knock on Saturday and we've tried everything to get him fit for tonight, you know, but again I don't need to mention Dave McGregor, who's come in and used all his experience, been playing again for 15 years and done great, so we'll just need to monitor him just between now and Saturday, but hopefully he can maybe come back into our thoughts.
Stephen, a question you won't want me to ask, but obviously there's been a managerial vacancy opened up at Morton, and your name seems to be one of those being mentioned. I know you won't particularly want to talk about it, but
I've always said, people know me, that I've spent a lot of time there, and I've got a lot of connections, a lot of feelings for the club, you know, and I'm disappointed to see what's happened there over the last year, you know, and the fact that my name's been mentioned, it means I must be doing something right here, and that's my priority at the moment, you know, is working with this group of players, and going to East End Park with but maybe 10,000 people shouting down our thoughts, so but no, great tonight, and I've just loved that game.
It's going to be like a cup final atmosphere there on Saturday,
isn't it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's a huge club, you know, and they're going to come out in their numbers and support them. And the tie's in the balance. You know, I mean, I know we've got noises in front, but nobody anywhere near done enough to win the tie. They're definitely not. You know, we know they're going to come at us. You know, they've got a beauty of maybe resting some players tonight. There's 3 or 4 players that they've left out. They'll probably come back in. And as you've mentioned, Frank McEwen's patched up. Stephen Bell's got ice in his leg. Martin Green's got ice in his leg. So, it's a difficult task, you know, but the moment just now, we've delighted the way we played tonight, and I say we thoroughly deserve that on that victory.
Frank McEwen said to me after the game on Saturday that he thought it suited you guys to be the underdogs going into this one, maybe with being the part-time team. How do you think that sits going into Saturday?
Well, I'm used to it because I think the first league game was the 4th of August, and we've been underdogs ever since. So we're used to that, you know. The Ardon Firm's a big club. You know, look at the support of them midweek. You know, they'll drive their players on Saturday. You know, so yes, we're underdogs, and we're still the underdogs going into Saturday game. But we'll be that tag all year, so maybe just one more final push. I think the match may get us to a final. We never know.
Thanks.
Thanks.